Dit is Bier Typisch Henri.
Dear passengers, Intercity Berlin 143 will be diverted and we will not stop at this station. Please take the domestic train to Deventer and then change trains to Intercity Berlin or contact our service staff for a personal advice.
Dat is geen lekker begin van deze episode van BTB's Harry. Ik wil namelijk naar Polen om meer te leren van een biertype wat ik altijd moeilijk vind om uit te spreken, Grodziski. Een biertype wat ik niet goed ken, maar wat wel fascinerend is. Licht van alcohol, een beetje rokerig, ja, eigenlijk gewoon een bier van deze tijd. En wie beter dan te vragen wat voor bier dit is dan Marcin Ostrojewski. Hij is de brouwer van de herboren brouwerij Grodziski in het Poolse Grodzisk.
Ik sta hier met Marcin Ostrojewski van de Grodzisk Brewery. Martin, what is a Grodziski? Because it's hard to pronounce first. What is it like? Where does it come from?
So this is what is probably most important for us as Polish people. This is the only beer style that originates from Poland. The name of the style, which is quite hard to pronounce, is connected with the city. Because the style was born in the city of Grodzisk Wielkopolski, which is...
Can you do that one time again?
Grodzisk Wielkopolski, because it has two parts of the name, okay. But... the style has only the first part because it's totally enough to have it as a beer style name. And the style is quite special because it's known for many, many years. The first paper mentions are from 1601. The beer was always very light. It's like 7.7 plato as a canon and 2.7 to 3.1% ABV. So it's a highly sessionable, low alcohol beer.
So it's very much to this style where people want to drink more easy drinking beers.
Yes. The trend of no low that it's coming, it's very good for the style, even though it has a slight twist because Grodziskie is a beer made with 100% oak smoke wheat malt.
Oak smoked wheat malt.
Yes. But the secret of the beer is that the smokiness is very subtle when you compare it to Bamberg beers. So the smokiness that you have with the malt that is in fact dried with the smoke during kilning is just a delicate pinch of a smoke that is reminiscent of bonfire or only slight accents of cheese, but not the bacon characteristics.
And is it related to gose with acidity?
In terms of acidity, for people that, for example, know Lichtenhainer, we say that it's Lichtenhainer without acidity, more or less. Because this beer, this style, is also, it's always very dry, and thanks to that, it's very drinkable, but it's never sour. It's quite dry, it's champagne-like carbonation, it's very highly carbonated. It's also, as for this low ABV style, quite hoppy, both in terms of bitterness and hoppiness in the aroma. But all of the things that create Grodziski are in balance. So you have slightly malty, wheaty backbone. You have clean fermentation with only low amount of pear-like esters. You have the hoppiness and you have the subtle smokiness that gives the beer additional layer of complexity. So this very light beer is still interesting because something is happening in the beer. It's not, you know, drinking low ABV water. There are several factors that help you discover with every sip some more accents in Grodziski.
And what kind of water do you use?
The water is pretty hard because luckily we have all the historical data before we rebuild the brewery. The water is around 25 to 29 German scale, so it's a very hard water. But thanks to that, even though the BU levels are not so extremely high, you have this finish with quite elevated bitterness, which is, of course, if you compare it with nowadays IPAs, it's very low bitterness. But still, if you look at it as a bitterness for low ABV low plateau beer, it's enough. And it creates this additional punch at the finish that helps you reach for another sip.
So you probably need some special hops as well.
In Grodziskie, historically, there was a variety that was farmed near Grodzisk, near the city of Grodzisk, called Tomyski or Nowotomyski, because the city next to it was Tomyśl, another half Polish word. So historically, they used Tomyski. The Tomyski was preserved in Polish Institute of Agriculture, but sadly, at the end of Second World War, all the Tomyski farms near the German border were destroyed. But luckily, this hop was brought back to life shortly after we bought the ruins of Grodzisk Brewery and rebuilt it in 2015. But if you do not have access to Tomyski, a pretty well replacement is to use either Polish Lubelski or Czech Żatec. They have pretty much the same profile. The only difference is Tomyski is slightly less fruity.
Okay, and for me on the map, where is Grodzisk?
Grodzisk is, when you know where's Poznań, mm-hmm. It's like halfway from Poznań to German border.
So it's quite to the west of Poland.
Yeah, quite to the west. And it's, which is also very interesting, the city is quite small because it has now probably something around maybe 8,000 residents. But historically, you had even up to 50-ish brewers active in the city. And historically, the city of Grodzisk Wielkopolski was the Polish capital of brewing, meaning the most, how do you say it? The highest ranked school for brewers or maltsters was in Grodzisk Wielkopolski. It was very hard to get to this school to get taught how to brew. And also the style was considered a style, a beer for rich people, for noblemen. There was even a saying in the 19th century, if you are a wealthy man and you do not have for your guests Grodziski at home, you are probably, how do you say it? When you try to save money.
Yeah. Okay.
For whatever the cost, yeah? So when you were wealthy, you should have Grodziski in your home for the guests.
And you also said it's almost like the champagne from Poland. It's also, although it's a lightly smoked beer, it's a very clear beer, right? Almost straw-like or even less.
Yes, it's almost straw-like, it's very light, but it's also very clear because on one hand it was bottle fermented. So we had living yeast in a bottle, but from the other hand, historically finings were used like isinglass or gelatin that helped the yeast sediment to gather at the bottom.
So of the bottle or the tank, the isinglass?
No, the isinglass to the bottle because it was bottle fermented.
Ah, okay.
So at the end, a properly matured Grodziskie was perfectly clear and had a small layer of yeast at the bottom that you shouldn't allow to get to the glass. So pouring of Grodziski was also a ritual. You did it very slowly because of high carbonation and because of the risk that the yeast will fall out.
And one last question. I always see Grodziski and sometimes I see Grätzer behind it. Is it a different beer? Is it the same beer invented in Germany?
In fact, it's the same beer even in the same place. The only difference is when Grodzisk was either under partitions or ruled by Prussians and Germans, they used the name Grätzer because the city of Grodzisk Wielkopolski back then was called Grätz.
Ah, okay.
So Grodziskie during the partitions and during the German occupation was exported to Germany under the name of Grätz, and even not only to Germany, because we also have some old papers stating that Grodziskie back then known as Grätz was even sent to Afrika Korps.
Really?
Because of the low ABV. Mm-hmm. So it helped soldiers to remain more or less in operation mode, yeah?
Okay, and it stayed good for
travels.
For travels. Yeah.
Yeah, because of the impact of the smoke on the stability of the beer, yeah? Okay. Even though it's low ABV.
Okay, thank you very much. Very interesting beer. I tasted your beers and it was really, really nice.
Glad to hear that. Thank you.
Dat alleen al is een fascinerend verhaal. Een bier van aristocraten. Een bier helemaal verbonden met de geschiedenis in de 20e eeuw van Midden-Europa. En een bier dat nu weer helemaal tot leven komt. Maar het wordt eigenlijk nog mooier. Want de Grotjes Brewery van Martin, die houdt het succes van dit bier niet van zichzelf. Maar leeft volgens het credo, delen is vermenigvuldigen. En aan de Poolse biersommelier en brouwer Marek Kaminski vraag ik hoe dat precies zit.
Okay, ik sta hier met Marek Kaminski, die je misschien nog kent van de podcast over Baltic Porter. But I understand in Poland you have a project where you are very open and try to get as many people to brew Grodziczka?
Sure. There's a group of people in Poland that really work close together on promotion of the style, promoting the style. So first there was a project among homebrewers to collect all the data and to share the data for any interested homebrewers to brew at home. Then when the beer became more and more available commercially, we also started, a group of people started promoting the style and having more and more Grodziczka brewed on the market. There are people, we have publicans, the pub owners that support the style extremely. We have some pubs that you can always find at least one or in most cases few Grodziczka, either on tap or in bottles. So we can name the places like that. If you're, for instance, in Warsaw or in other Polish cities, you can always find Grodziczka. And then, of course, there's a new initiative by the Grodzisk Brewery, actually, the original Grodzisk Brewery, that they will work on making all the ingredients available for broader public. So, like, for anyone who would like to brew Grodziska, they will make the very ingredients that they use for brewing classic Grodziska, they will make them available for everyone.
That means you can order them at the Grodzisk Brewery?
Either you can order them at this brewery, or they will tell you exactly where you can buy exactly the same ingredients. Because for the moment, it's not exactly like that. Because, for instance, the malt for Grodzisk Brewery is custom smoked for them in Bruntál in Czech Republic, and it's custom malted for them, so it's like restricted for Grodzisk Brewery, and they won't want to change it.
They don't, or they do?
They want to change it, sorry, and make it available for everyone, yeah.
Okay. And I know you yourself are a brewer. Do you brew Grodziczka?
No, not yet. Yeah. Well, I concentrate on other beer styles for the moment. I'm a huge Grodziczka drinker myself.
And I can understand. It's a challenge as a brewer to make such a delicate beer.
It is a challenge to some point. Also, the problem is that I commercially work on quite big systems, so I would have to brew like a really big batch of Grodziczka, and to be honest, this is the style which is not attractive to everyone, to every beer, average beer drinker.
Not yet.
Hopefully, so we still have to work on that a little bit.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wat een heerlijk verhaal. Oud Pools biertype wordt door thuisbrouwers nieuw leven ingeblazen. Een brouwerij in de oorspronkelijke plaats die pakt dat op, brengt het helemaal tot leven en houdt dan het recept niet voor zichzelf, maar biedt het eigenlijk de hele wereld aan om het na te maken. Zo trots zijn ze op hun bier. Ik vind het fantastisch. En het is een prachtig bier voor deze zomer.
Gaat het nog een beetje, meneer Reuglin?